الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله All praises is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our provider, sustainer, cherisher and nourisher. May peace and blessings be upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, as well as upon his illustrious family and companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. You are watching this program called The Early Echo. We say welcome to the viewers and listeners of Madani channel. For those who are watching this program off the Facebook page as well as the YouTube channel, Alhamdulillah, we are all geared and ready for this program, and we are going to be discussing some parables from the glorious Quran Pak. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will also be discussing some beautiful stories in relation to our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Magar, as per routine, we have dedicated a segment specially to mention the virtues and blessings of reciting Salat ala Nabi or Salawat upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And in Al-Qawl al-Badir, there is a beautiful narration in regards to the blessings of sending Durood, reciting Durood-e-Pak and sending salutations and salams. And I would like to share this beautiful parable. Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha has mentioned, Sehri ka waqt, I was in my room stitching and sewing something when suddenly the lamp had blown out. The needle had dropped from my hand to the ground, and in the darkness of that room, I was in search of my needle. It was that moment when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came into that room, and by the blessings of the radiance which was emanating from his blessed chihra, there was so much of nur and light on the blessed forehead of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that due to that roshni, due to that nur and light, I had found my lost needle. Allahu Akbar. Main keh padi, hairat mein ho kar ke main keh padi, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, out of astonishment I said, so much of nur and light on your blessed face. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then said, وَيْلٌ لِّمَنْ لَا يَرَانِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Destruction is for the person who will be deprived of seeing this brightened face. I asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, destruction for whom? The Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then said again, he is a miser. That person is a stingy person. I once again asked, O Prophet of Allah, who is a miser? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person is a miser, and that person would be deprived of seeing this face on the day of judgment. The one who hears my name but does not recite durood and send salutations and salams upon me. Allahu Akbar. Despite hearing my name, he does not send salawat upon me. Such a person will be deprived of seeing my face on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, may we be sacrificed upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Durood-e-Pak is a form of dua that we actually make for ourselves. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not in need for our durood. Our act of sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in actual form is a dua for ourselves. And we need the blessings of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So develop the habit to recite salawat and salams upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In fact, make it your duty and your routine to dedicate time from your precious time to send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Your problems will come to an end. Calamities, adversities, whatever issues you have in your life, by the blessings and virtues of reciting salawat, inshallah azza wa jal, you will see that your life will be much more easier by the blessings and virtues of reciting salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Kya jo karam hai ishq hai badha tera nahi sulta hi nahi mangne wala tera
sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Maine to ek hi sher padha hai, baki inshallah jo ashar hai, the rest of the ashar and couplets of this beautiful and amazing Nati Rasul penned by Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali shall be recited by Rukne Shura Haji Abdul Habib Attari Damat Barakatum Ul Aliyah. Bada pyara kalam hai aur andazi bada nirala hai, mashallah. Let us be honored and privileged to listen to this Nati Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam from the tongue of this great personality, after which we will return with this program. Kindly stay locked to Madani Channel. Sallu ala al Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala Ala Muhammad Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam.
Aka, 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 Aka.
वो कौन है जिनके दर पर मांगने वाला नहीं नहीं सुनता? वो कौन है जिनकी रहमत का दरिया खुद प्यासों को तलाश करता है? वो कौन है जिनके इशारे से लाखों की शफाअत हो जाएगी? वो कौन है जो महशर के दिन अपने गुलामों को अपने हाथों से जामे कौसर अता फरमाएगा? यकीनन वो कोई और नहीं, जूदो करम वाले, सखावत वाले, रहमत वाले रब के हबीब हमारे आका है।
वाह क्या जूदो करम है शहबत
تجسس میں ہے دری
تجسس میں ہے دریا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا شوقت کا علوم کیا جانے فرش والے تیری شوقت کا علوم کیا جانے خسروا عرش پہ اڑتا ہے پھریرا تیرا خسروا عرش پہ اڑتا ہے پھریرا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا میں ہی سنتا کس کا ہے تیرا تیرا صاحب خانہ لقب کس کا ہے تیرا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا ایک میں کیا میرے عصیاں کی حقیقت کتنی ایک میں کیا میرے عصیاں کی حقیقت کتنی مجھ سے سو لاکھ کو کافی ہے اشارہ تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا تیرے صدقے مجھے ایک بوند بہت ہے جس دن اچھوں کو ملے جام چھلکتا تیرا جس دن اچھوں کو ملے جام چھلکتا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے فتحا تیرا میں ہی سنسا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا تیری سرکار ملا تا ہے رضا اس شفیع تیری سرکار ملا تا ہے رضا اس کو شفیع جو میرا غوث ہے اور لاڈلا بیٹا تیرا جو میرا اور لاڈلا بیٹا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا میں ہی سنسا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا میں ہی سنسا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ سبحان اللہ. ایوری ٹائم وی لسن ٹو دس نعتِ رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم یو وڈ فال مور ڈیپر ان لو ود دی بیلوڈ رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اٹ برائٹنز دا ہارٹ اینڈ ریجوونیٹس دا اسپرٹس آف اے بیلیور. نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا سبحان اللہ. وین یو ریکال آل دوز اسٹوریز ان ریلیشن ٹو people asking from the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not send anyone empty handed. How generous is our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. A little beautiful parable mentioned in the Holy Quran Pak in regards to the blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is what we are going to be listening and watching today inshallah. In one of the surahs of the Holy Quran Pak, in Surah Alaq, there is a parable, there is a verse which was revealed against Abu Jahl. We all know well that Abu Jahl was a enemy, he was an open enemy of Islam, and he wholeheartedly disliked the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Astaghfirullah. Our Nabi, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam preached Islam. Sahaba ikram ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in had also preached Islam together with the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Abu Jahl had taken all measures and he has given his best shot in terms of stopping Islam growing in Makkah al-Mukarramah. Therefore, he banned and he prohibited openly that salah to be performed in the Kaaba would no more be allowed. To read salah in the Mutaaf area around the Kaaba is not allowed. So Abu Jahl, he had done this to the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. And he used to announce publicly, if I would see Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam offering salah by the Holy Kaaba, I will trample his blessed neck with my foot and I will dirty his blessed face in the dust. This is what Abu Jahl had said publicly. If I ever see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam read namaz, read salah again, this is what I will do. Allahu Akbar. So after making the statement, seeing the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam offering salah, he approached Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam to fulfill the statement that he had made. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam was not scared of him, and despite him threatening Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam from praying, offering salah, this is how terrible and horrible the enemies of Islam were and are. In many places, there are restrictions for Muslims to fulfill their duties. As a Muslim, namaz is obligatory upon us, and we have to pray, we have to read our salah. This is exactly what happened 1400 years back, plus minus. Abu Jahl made the statement that I will cause harm and pain to the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way, that I will make his face dirty in the dust. Astaghfirullah. But our Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam was not scared of his threats, and rather he sallallahu alayhi wasallam yet still performed his salah by the Holy Kaaba. And then Abu Jahl came running with the intention of causing harm to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. And as he done so, suddenly he braked, he stopped whilst raising his hands and blocking his face, yet physically or apparently there was nothing in front of him that served as an obstacle. So Abu Jahl was then asked by his people, what happened? Abu Jahl, he was the leader of the ignorance in Makkah al-Mukarramah. He was the leader known as Abu Jahl. This title was given to him by the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for he was known as Abu al-Hikam, the father of those who have wisdom. But after seeing his wisdom, he was not worthy of having the title, and he became famous by the name of Abu Jahl, the father of the illiterates. And he was known as the leader of the kuffar of Makkah al-Mukarramah. Nonetheless, he said to his people, when I intended to enhance towards the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, suddenly I seen that there was a trench between me and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Between the Holy Prophet and myself, there was a huge trench in which there was fire lit. And I had seen huge birds with their wings open. Horrifying birds that I had never seen before. This fire was burning and the flames was about to engulf me as well. Therefore, I stopped and I ran back. Allahu Akbar. Abu Jahl could not understand what he actually seen. And after narrating this to his people, Allahu Akbar. Somehow, I had retreated, as he said, from doing what I was going to do. I pulled back from fulfilling my statement that I said, I will dirty the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the sand. He was thinking and planning and plotting of dirtying that face, which is the face of Noor, the blessed chihra of Noor, subhanallah. This is the very same face of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, which the Sahaba ikram would compare to the moon. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, Hazrat Sayyidina Jabir bin Samura radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would sometimes look at the moon and sometimes at the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Kabhi aapke chehre mubarak ko dekhte hain, kabhi moon ko dekh rahe hain, chand ko dekh rahe hain. Kabhi chand ko dekhte hain, kabhi chehre mubarak ko dekhte hain. Kabhi chehre mubarak ko dekhte hain, kabhi chand ko dekhte hain. Allahu Akbar. And he himself says, Jabir bin Samura radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, after comparing the beauty of Rasulullah to the beauty and elegance of the moon, It is my conclusion that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is far more beautiful than even the moon. Allahu Akbar. Hai, 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 hai. He is far more greater and beautiful than even the moon. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala li is hadith ke tahat yu likhte hain, yu farmate hain ki kyun na ho. This is the reality, this is haqeeqat. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is definitely more beautiful than the moon. And this was the aqeedah, the belief of the sahaba ikram. Dekhen, chand raat hi ko roshni deti hai, chand hi mein nazar aati hai, din ko nazar nahi aata. The moon is not sighted in the day, it is only visible during the nights and the darkness. But our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's noor, his shine, his chamak, his damak, his jhalak, his mahak, all of this is witnessed during the night and day, subhanallah. There is no restriction whatsoever. Chand, mahine mein teen martaba zahir hota hai. Thrice in a month, the moon is visible. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is visible all the time. His beauty is witnessed. The zamana and the asman, the earth, everything in this world is witness to the beauty of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Chand, badhta ghatta hai. Kabhi bada bhi hota hai, kabhi chota bhi hota hai. It increases and decreases. But the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never decreases. It never becomes small. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala, bade pyari pyari baatein kehe gaye, subhanallah. Comparing the moon to the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is another thing altogether, because nothing can be compared. Matlab chand ko dekh kar ke aaj tak kisi ne apna nas to nahi kaata na chand ki khoobsurati mein aakar ke. No one has ever tried committing suicide. No one has ever cut their fingers or cut their wrist. But subhanallah, seeing the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, the woman of Egypt had slit their fingers. And remember well that the beauty of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam was far more greater than the beauty of Yusuf ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyidi ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala li farmate hain,
kaaf ge suha dahal ya abru aankhe ain saad, kaaf ge suha dahal ya abru aankhe ain saad, kaaf ha ya ain saad, unka hai chehra noor ka, Allah 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 Allah, subh o taiba mein hui batta hai bada noor ka, sadqa le re noor ka aaya hai tara noor ka, main gada tu badshah bhar de piyala noor ka, main gada tu badshah kabe gada tu badshah bhar de piyala noor ka, main gada tu badshah bhar de piyala noor ka, main gada tu badshah bhar sadqa noor ka, Allah 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 Allah, teri nasl paak mein hai bachcha bachcha noor ka, aqa teri nasl paak mein hai bachcha 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 sab ghara na noor ka, subh o taiba mein hui batta hai bada noor ka, sadqa le re noor ka aaya hai tara noor ka, sallu ala al
صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. نان دی لیس, the reason why we spoke about the beauty of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was because Abu Jahl had threatened and made a statement that he will disgrace the face of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, astaghfirullah, he will trample the blessed neck and dirty the blessed face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the sand, in the dust. And when he intended to carry out this filthy act of his, when he intended to fulfill this dirty intention that he had made, this is what he had witnessed, a trench between him and the beloved Rasul. After he had enhanced to do what he had intended to do, he was unable to fulfill his intention since he seen the fire, and he retreated from his actions, from his thoughts and intention, and he did not carry out that sinful and shameful act. Nonetheless, after this event, Abu Jahl did not abandon his terrible conduct and again started restricting the holiest Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam from offering salah. In reaction to his statements that he continued making over and again, filthy and dirty comments and statements, frightening and threatening. So when this was not stopping, despite the holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam not retaliating and saying anything, but this time when he had crossed all limits and he made this publicly, he publicized the fact that he will not stop doing or saying what he is saying because he did not want salah to be performed by the holy Kaaba. In fact, he never wanted any Muslim to read salah. So Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam rebuked him, which got him even more upset and angry. He said, you are rebuking me despite knowing that there is no one with more supporters and large gangs than me in Makkah al-Mukarramah? Don't you know the backup I have? Don't you know the people I have, the supporters I have? They regard me as their leader. Allahu Akbar. I swear by God, I will fill this field with horsemen and warriors to come back with you. In response to his threat, after he said what he had to say, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, oh Abu Jahl, Allahu Akbar, you are threatening me that you will fill this field with horsemen and warriors to fight against me simply because I have come with the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the message from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal speaking about the oneness, the wahdaniyah of Allah Azza wa Jal. I have come for the guidance of humanity. I have come to show the people the righteous and the right way of Islam, because Islam is the way of life. I have come to guide people. I have come to remove people from darkness and take them to light. As this was being discussed, this verse of the Holy Quran Pak was revealed, Surah Alaq. In Surah Alaq, Allah Azza wa Jal revealed this verse against Abu Jahl. In response to the threat of Abu Jahl, Abu Jahl threatened Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and now to defend the beloved, to defend Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself takes his part and reveals a verse in the Holy Quran Pak in which it has been mentioned.
Kalla la illam yantahi lanasfa'an bin nasiyah, ناصيه كاذبه خاطئه فليدع ناديا سندع الزبانيه.
Yes, certainly, if he does not abstain, if Abu Jahl does not abstain, we will drag him by seizing the hair of the forehead. Allahu Akbar. A forehead that lies is sinful. Now he calls his gang. The Quran is asking, now he wants to call his gang. We will now call the guards. Allah. He wants to call his gang, and Allah Azza wa Jal will send the guards to seize him, to capture him, to teach him a lesson. It is mentioned in the hadith that had Abu Jahl called the people of his gang to fight against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the angels would have apprehended him without even warning. Allahu Akbar. And he would have not even been able to escape the escape from the custody of the angels Because this is the grip of the angels. If they grasped him, if they had to catch him, then there was no way of him escaping the grasp of the angels. They would have never made it out. But since he did not call for his gang that he was boasting about, he did not call his people that he was thinking he would call, that would stand as a backup for him. So therefore the guards did not come. But this is that shameful person. Allahu Akbar. We learn firstly, the first moral and lesson we learn from this beautiful parable is that throughout the blessed life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam had went through tremendous pressure and trials, tribulations and calamities in Makkatul Mukarramah because of these people. Abu Jahl remained busy in harming the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and continued persuading others to do the same. In the end, what was the end result of Abu Jahl's insistence of not following Islam? What was the end result of this person? Two young children in the battle of Badr, the first battle of Islam, subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, the first battle of Islam. Abu Jahl was injured by two young men, namely Ma'az and Mu'awiz, Allahu Akbar. When they asked for ijazah and permission from the senior sahaba, that please show me where is Abu Jahl? Where is Abu Jahl? And then one of the companions had pointed out towards a white horse, saying the one who is riding this horse, the one who is sitting upon that particular horse, his name is Abu Jahl. Both these young men ran, they hasted and went forward. And after going there with their swords, after giving signal to one another, they began to injure the legs of Abu Jahl. And the horse goes down to the ground. Abu Jahl falls under his horse. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our sins for the sake of those great personalities. Nonetheless, Abu Jahl had suffered a disgraceful death in the Battle of Badr. What was the outcome? Dear viewers on the Subhadini channel, he never have any coffin. He never have any ritual bath. He never have any funeral. Rather, he was dumped into a well. His people who followed him, because a day before the battle even taken place, the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made circles on the ground. This served as a specific point to say, well, certain so-and-so person will fall within this boundary. By circling the ground, Rasulullah ﷺ made circles on the ground saying that so-and-so will fall within the circle. After that incident, when it was rechecked, it was noted that the names that Rasulullah ﷺ had taken prior to the beginning of the battle, whosever name he has taken, that person was found in that circle. This is the ilmi ghaib of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Nonetheless, all the enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were afflicted with different torments and all of them were destroyed. Today as well, those people who try to cause harm to Islam, to the religion of Islam, shaitan is of course trying his level best. Perhaps different currencies in the world are being spent to suppress Islam. Magar Sayyidi Ala Hazrat ne bhi farmaya hai, and the poets have written so beautifully, mit gaye mitte hain mit jayenge aada tere, mit gaye mitte hain mit jayenge aada tere, are na mita hai na mitega kabhi char اللہ تعالی تیرا وہاں کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بطحا تیرا نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. So it is Abu Jahl and the Divine Army. This was the heading and the topic of today's parable that we had learned from the Holy Quran Pak. As I mentioned in Surah Alaq, كَلَّا لَئِن لَّمْ يَنْتَهِ لَنَسْفَعًا بِالنَّاصِيَةِ نَاصِيَةٍ كَاذِبَةٍ خَاطِئَةٍ فَلْيَدْعُ نَادِيَهُ سَنَدْعُ الزَّبَانِيَةَ. الله اكبر. All these verses have been revealed against Abu Jahl, that if he does not abstain, then rather he will be dragged and he will be seized. Allahu Akbar. And this is exactly what happened. Dear viewers on this Madani channel, of course the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the truth, and it will always remain as the truth. Allahu Akbar. That what have been said so many years back, revealed upon the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we see that in today's day and age, due to the advanced technology, people now have realized that certain things are true. But this was said 1400 years back when the Quran Pak was revealed upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Islam was always dominant. Islam is dominant. And in every era, Islam will always remain dominant by the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because ultimately the Creator Himself is the protector of this religion. No matter what people would do, it would never ever come to an end by the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never stopped preaching, and the beauty part of this is that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through his good conduct, through his good akhlaq-i mubarakah, he continued preaching Islam. And this is what the Sahaba Ikram then, because Islam have never spread by the power of sword. Islam had never spread by oppression, by putting pressure on people. Islam had spread throughout the globe simply by the teachings of Mustafa Jani Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the good conduct, by akhlaq, by character. There was an old lady sitting at her doorstep. This is one example, and thereafter we terminate. If you have heard this before, listen to it again, subhanallah. This old lady who had no sahara, who had no one to help and assist, seated at the entrance of her home, it seemed as if she was looking for someone, sometimes at the right, sometimes at the left. And after some time, a fragrant personality passed by, stopped and asked, "Oh mother, may I assist and help you? Are you in need of something?" She says, "Yes, I am looking for someone who could carry these goods of mine. This is my luggage, my bags." So this young man said, "Well, if you do not mind, may I serve and assist and help you?" She says, "Well, son, I need to go just out of Makkah al-Mukarramah. If you could walk me out there, I would really appreciate that." So this young person said, "No problem," carrying the bags upon his own shoulders, walking in the front, whilst that lady slowly, one step at a time, with her stick hunched back, she was walking behind this young man. And as they walked, they both began to communicate. Baat cheet shuru ho jati hai dono ke beech mein. Aur ye jo aurat hai, jo boodhi aurat thi, zayifa thi, ye nasihat de rahi thi ki beta, tumhe pata hai, do you know, main Makkah mein paida hui, Makkah mein badi hui, jawan hui, shaadi hui, bacche hue, aur ab main akeli pad gayi hu. I was born here, brought up here, this is my homeland, I was married here, I had children here, and now a time has come whereas I am now leaving Makkah al-Mukarramah. Haan, Makkah chhod ke ja rahi hu beta. So the young man asked, "What is the matter, ma? Reason kya hai?" She says, "Bas maine suna hai ki kisi ka naam Muhammad hai, aur ye bada jadugar hai. His name is Muhammad and he is a magician. Jo usse dekhta hai, bas uska ban jata hai. Whoever sees him becomes his man. He is like a magnet. Whoever sees him is captivated in his love. And I do not want to abandon my religion. Thus, I am leaving the city and town, and I am leaving everything behind, my memories, my hometown. Kaun chahega ki apna shehar chhod ke jaye? Bas main to kar hi rahi hu. I am going, my son. Beta, mera ek nasihat tum yaad kar lena. Remember this one nasiha and advice I share and I give you, and that is, if ever you meet with this person named Muhammad, do not have eye contact with him. He is a magician. Anyone that sees him becomes crazily or falls crazily in love with him. And I want you to stay protected from his sight, from his company. Whenever you see him, wahan se bhag jaya karo, wahan se nikal jaya karo. Theek hai? As they were discussing and they reached a palm tree, khajur ke darakht ke kareeb aake ruke, to kehti beta mera saman yahi pe chhode hai, ab jo bakiya zindagi hai yahi pe guzar liya karungi main. I will spend the rest of my life under the shade of this tree. Dekhti hu kya kiya ja sakta hai, waise bhi budhapa aa chuka hai. I am now old and I am not young anymore. I will spend the rest of my life here and I am leaving my city, as I said, because of my faith I have. My faith, my religion, I want to be upon the religion that I was taught and I was brought up. I do not want to follow the religion of Muhammad. I do not want to follow Islam. Allahu Akbar. So, beta, I have given you nasihat, tum bhi ise yaad kar lena. So, the young man left the bags on the ground. And after leaving that, he said, okay, now I seek your ijazat, ab main ja raha hoon. To maa kehti hai, aurat kehti hai ki beta, are, jaate jaate kuch to ujrat le jao, take something and go. For free, you have given me such a long walk. So the young man said, well, this was not the deal. I never said I'm going to charge you money, so why would you give me anything in exchange of that? The help that I had given you. He says, wah, is zamane mein bhi aise log hain. Please let me know your name. Aapka naam kya hai? So the young man says, ab naam bata ke kya fayda? Naam bata ke kya milega? Naam se kya matlab? Chhodein, aapka kaam to hui gaya hai. She says, no son, I want to know your name. In this day, it is so difficult to find kind-hearted and such generous people as you are. What a great favor you have done me. You have left all your important work and given me a walk all the way here. At least let me know your name if you do not want to take anything in exchange for this favor that you have done for me. So the young man comes closer, he comes forward and he says, hey ma, tum janna chahti ho mera naam kya hai, to suno, mera naam Muhammad hai sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I am the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am not a magician. Main koi jadugar nahi hu, balki bhatke huwe ko seedha rasta batana mera kaam hai. My responsibility is to guide those who have been misguided. My responsibility is to take out people from darkness and bring them to light. My duty, my responsibility is to convey the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am here to remove your adversities. I am here to remove darkness. I am here to remove calamities. I am here to guide you to paradise. I am here to save you from the hellfire. My name is Muhammad and I am the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Saying this, that woman falls to her knees, astounded by the fact that the one she was talking to is none other than the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then she says, oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, aapka chehra sacha hai, aapka deen sacha hai, indeed your religion is a true religion. And now, while she held the daman of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she recited the kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Therefore Sayyidi Ala Hazrat farmate hain,
कौन देता है देने को वो चाहिए, कौन देता है देने को वो चाहिए, अरे देने वाला है सच्चा हमारा नबी सबसे سے بالا اعلی ہمارا نبی
صلی اللہ الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. We have come to the end of the program. Tomorrow we shall be back with another episode. Do not forget, the program does not end until you do not share this video, share this program with others with the niyat and intention of earning thawab and reward only, inshallah. And we say, Ameen, bijahin nabiyil ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tomorrow we'll be back with another episode. Until then, stay good, do good, be good, as we sign off with the missionary statement of Dawat Islami. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.